This past Monday, on January the 13th, seemed like a relatively normal Monday. It was raining, it was dark. But God showed up right here in Washington, Georgia. It actually made the news. Watch this clip.
Are back open across Wilkes County, except for Rocker Road. That'll be shut down for a few more weeks. And tonight we hear from the man who saved a woman who was in the middle of the road when it gave way.
Right, as News 12's Laura Puglisi reports, she found him thanks to a cross.
Yeah, I actually spoke to some family members who stopped by today. They weren't ready to get on camera, but they did tell us a little bit more about how the driver of this car got help. If you take a look down here, she plunged 30 feet down into that water over there. They say she actually crawled out of that hole over there and walked all the way down the street looking for help. On this little road in Wilkes County, no matter the day, time, or year, God remains the same.
God works in mysterious ways. He really does. He saved her the other morning. He really did.
It was a dark and foggy morning. The rain was coming down so hard, it washed out this road, taking this red Jeep down with it.
She was down in that hole by herself in that car. And that car is a total mess. And she got out of it, and she climbed that bank.
At the same time, George Stone was running out of his house, worried about a bus full of kids headed that way.
I was trying to get down there to maybe stop the school bus, keep it running in it. As I was going down the driveway, I met this young lady coming up the driveway. I was really worried about her because she was in shock. I could tell she was in shock because she was solid white when I seen her, raining, wet, and she'd been through a lot.
Disoriented and confused, the driver told him she was following a cross, across more than 300 yards from the wreck. That's what led her to George, who then called for help.
She said when she got up, coming up this road, when she seen that cross in the dark, she knew exactly where she was at.
While God works in mysterious ways,
it was a bad ordeal, and she's really lucky to be here. You know, God was on her side.
It's no mystery what happened that morning. Laura Puglisi, On Your Side.
Amazing. And Laura tells us they did manage to get word to that school bus driver who was also headed for that same spot.
I watched this video several times before I saw these words on the sign at Phillips Mill Church. God changes everything. The more I heard about this story, the more I was just in awe. So many moving parts and so many what ifs and so much God. I asked Brooke if she would be willing to share her story and give us some insight into what she was feeling and going through. And she said that she wouldn't be able to stand and speak it, but she would be willing to write it down. And so Brooke Sagas, who's here with us this morning, wrote these words. As I woke up Monday morning, everything seemed normal. Except for the rain. It had rained and stormed so much the night before that I remember it waking me up twice and checking on the boys both times. I was surprised it didn't wake them. Josh told me over and over again to be careful that morning because of the rain. I also received a text from my mother-in-law when I woke up, and she told me the same thing. As I was leaving, I remember thinking how dark and foggy it was outside and how I wished the rain would stop. I'm always nervous driving in the rain. Then all of a sudden, there I was. I was so disoriented and confused. I didn't know what had happened. I felt all around trying to figure out how I was going to get out. I couldn't find my glasses, which I couldn't see without. And I remember feeling like I was going to die as smoke filled up the vehicle. It was so dark, and I had no idea what to do. I climbed to the passenger side, and I felt around and realized the window was down. Not broken or smashed, but down. I was free. There was water all around me, that much I could tell. My headlights were still on, so I was able to see right in front of me, and I got onto my smashed up hood and I jumped. And there was a bank that was straight up that I could climb. I was able to grab onto some roots, which helped me to climb up the embankment to the road. All the while, mud was sliding under my feet. And when I made it up, all I could see was a light, which I knew was the cross in a yard that I pass by every day that stays lit. And I ran to it. And I felt a sense of peace come over me. And I knew I was going to be okay. I was going to see Josh and my babies again. And I ran to the yard with the cross, and I found the help that I was seeking. And he took me back to my family, where I gave them the biggest hug I have ever given them, crying and thankful. Thankful that God opens windows and sends a guiding light. And thankful there was a cross.